Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Phenomena by investigative journalist Annie Jacobson examines a surprising and controversial corner of modern U.S. national security history, government, and military interest in extrasensory perception and psychokinesis. Using a reporting style familiar to readers of her earlier work on defense and intelligence, Jacobson traces how Cold War fear, rivalry with the Soviet Union, and the search for unconventional advantages pushed officials to explore ideas many scientists dismissed. The book follows decades of experimentation and debate, moving from early curiosity and small pilot efforts to more formal programs and contractor-driven research. It also highlights the tension between anecdotal success stories and the challenges of verification, replication, and oversight. Rather than treating the topic as pure myth or pure proof, the narrative frames it as an institutional story about bureaucracy, secrecy, and decision-making under uncertainty. Readers are guided through key personalities, funding battles, and shifting public narratives as these investigations rose, evolved, and in many cases, were shelved or rebranded. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Cold War anxiety and the search for asymmetric advantage. A central thread in the book is how geopolitical pressure can expand the boundaries of what governments are willing to test. Jacobson situates U.S. interest in ESP and psychokinesis within a broader Cold War pattern when leaders believe an adversary might gain a breakthrough. Even low-probability ideas can become strategically relevant. The narrative emphasizes that the motivation was often less belief in the paranormal and more fear of being surprised. Reports of Soviet research, rumors of psychic spying, and sensational claims created an atmosphere where ignoring such possibilities felt risky. The book portrays how this logic influenced funding decisions and helped unconventional proposals move through bureaucratic channels that would normally reject them. At the same time, it explores the institutional incentives that arise in secret environments, where classification can reduce outside scrutiny and allow niche projects to persist. By highlighting the interplay between national security concerns, media narratives, and intelligence priorities, the book shows how extraordinary claims can become part of official planning. This topic frames the rest of the story by explaining why serious agencies would even open the door to phenomena research in the first place. Secondly, from curiosity to programs, how research was organized and funded, the book examines how investigations into ESP-related claims moved from scattered interest to structured initiatives, including work conducted under military and intelligence sponsorship. Jacobson details the practical mechanics of making fringe-adjacent research look like a program-defining objectives, selecting contractors or labs, creating evaluation criteria, and securing budgets that could survive annual reviews. She explores the role of champions inside agencies who believe that even modest results could be operationally useful, as well as skeptics who demanded stronger evidence. The topic highlights how the government often relied on a mix of internal experimentation and external experts, creating a complex ecosystem of proposals, pilot studies, and classified reporting. Importantly, the book underscores that programs can continue even amid disagreement, especially when their costs are relatively small compared to major weapon systems and when they are insulated by secrecy. Jacobson also illustrates how terminology and framing matter efforts were sometimes described using clinical language to signal scientific rigor, even when underlying claims were extraordinary. This section conveys a broader lesson about how government research portfolios can include high-risk ideas, and how bureaucratic processes can both constrain and sustain them. Thirdly, methods, testing, and the problem of proof, another key topic, is the challenge of evaluating phenomena that resist standard measurement. Jacobson explores how experiments and operational trials were designed to test claims such as remote perception, foreknowledge, or mind-over-matter effects, and why results sparked ongoing dispute. The book presents the basic tension supporters pointed to specific instances of apparently accurate information or unusual outcomes, while critics questioned controls, statistics, cueing, and selective reporting. This topic emphasizes methodological hurdles that are familiar in other controversial fields, replication difficulties, the influence of expectation, small sample sizes, and the temptation to interpret vague outputs as hits after the fact. Jacobson also depicts the gap between laboratory-style testing and operational needs, where intelligence consumers want actionable specifics, not probabilities or ambiguous impressions. The narrative shows how evaluation can become politicized inside agencies, with different stakeholders using the same body of evidence to argue for expansion or termination. By focusing on the mechanics of testing rather than simply debating belief, the book invites readers to think about how standards of evidence operate in classified contexts. It raises questions about what counts as success, when outcomes are uncertain, and when confirmation may be hard to obtain. Fourthly, secrecy, oversight, and the human factors behind extraordinary projects Jacobson treats phenomena investigations as a case study in how secrecy shapes institutional behavior. Classified projects can limit peer review, reduce accountability, and concentrate decision-making among a small group of insiders. The book discusses how that environment affects both believers and skeptics. Proponents may feel protected from ridicule, and therefore more willing to pursue unconventional paths, while critics may struggle to apply normal scientific and auditing standards. This topic also highlights the human element. Programs are not abstract entities. They are driven by personalities, reputations, and career incentives. Jacobson shows how individual officials, scientists, and contractors could become closely associated with the work, sometimes creating feedback loops where continuation becomes tied to identity and institutional momentum. The narrative addresses how secrecy can allow anecdotal success stories to gain outsized influence because they circulate within closed networks. It also explores the oversight question: who had visibility into these efforts? How were results communicated up the chain, and what kinds of documentation shaped later assessments? This topic broadens the book beyond paranormal claims, presenting it as an exploration of governance, under uncertainty, and the difficulty of managing unconventional research responsibly. Aftermath, public narratives, and what the history suggests today. The book also considers how these investigations were later understood, debated, and sometimes reinterpreted as information entered the public sphere. And Jacobson traces how declassification, media coverage, and popular culture shape perceptions, often flattening nuance into either definitive proof or complete debunking. This topic emphasizes that the legacy of phenomena programs is not only about whether specific claims were valid, but about what their existence reveals about national security decision-making. The narrative suggests that in periods of strategic competition, governments may revisit unconventional ideas, especially when emerging technologies or adversary narratives create new uncertainty. Jacobson invites reflection on how to evaluate extraordinary proposals without either reflexive dismissal or credulous acceptance. The history she presents can be read as a cautionary tale about confirmation bias and weak evidence, but also as a reminder that intelligence agencies sometimes explore many avenues because the cost of missing a true breakthrough could be high. By placing the story in a longer arc, the book encourages readers to think about current information environments, where misinformation, hype, and genuine innovation mix together. The result is a discussion about institutional learning, what was gained, what was wasted, and how future programs might be assessed more rigorously. In conclusion, this book best serves readers interested in intelligence history, Cold War national security, and the institutional psychology of secret programs. It will also appeal to skeptical and curious readers who want a grounded account of why government agencies spent time and money examining ESP-related claims without requiring the reader to accept sensational conclusions. The benefit is less about learning paranormal techniques and more about gaining a sharper understanding of how fear, rivalry, and uncertainty can influence policy. Jacobson shows how bureaucracies pursue marginal advantages, how evidence standards can shift under classification, and how personalities and incentives shape what gets funded. Those lessons translate directly to modern life, helping readers evaluate extraordinary claims, hype cycles, and appeals to authority with more discipline. Compared with many books in the same space, Phenomena stands out for treating the subject as an investigative history rather than a purely believing or debunking manifesto. It focuses on the machinery of government, the logic of competition, and the practical difficulties of testing improbable ideas. For readers deciding whether to buy, the value is the combination of narrative momentum and policy relevance, offering a case study that is as much about decision-making as it is about the mysterious phenomena themselves. If you would like to support Annie Jacobson, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.